1965, UW Superior restarted its hockey program, and Duluth native Gary Harker was part of that inaugural team. He would go on to coach the Yellow Jackets for 10 years before moving on to a career in scouting and is a member of the UW Superior Athletic Hall of Fame. So, Coach, the segment is called Where Are They Now? So we'll start exactly with that. Give us a little insight about where is Gary Harker now?
Gary Harker is in the Twin Cities. We live in Apple Valley. I retired 10 years ago from the city of Burnsville.
Has it been that long already?
It's been that long. In 2009, I retired. July 30th of 2009, yeah. Isn't that something?
That's a day you'll never forget.
That, you know what? For more reasons than one, yeah. You're right. You're right. Yeah, you bet. They had a big going-away party. They roasted me is what they did on the going-away party. It was just awesome.
It was kind of the moment you knew you made it is when you get roasted.
Is that right? Not.
They never roast people they don't like.
Oh, there you go. Well, then somebody must have liked me, huh? But yes, it's been 10 years. I work part-time. I worked at golf courses in the summertime. I worked at Inver Grove Heights Arena taking tickets for high school hockey games for 3 years. That's where I ran into good old Doug Woog before he passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And lately I've been, I drive cars for Apple Autos. I do what's called dealer trades. So today, as an example, I went to Sheboygan, Wisconsin, and back to the Twin Cities. Just a hair over 13 hours.
So you've
it's a long day.
You've done quite a few different things then, in over the last few years.
I have. You know, John, I want to keep busy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not a spring chicken anymore, and I got to keep busy. And if I don't keep busy, my wife will probably throw me out of the house. So I have no choice but to stay busy.
Oh, so and all this coming, or I should say going back to your time at Burnsville and managing the facility there, you had your fingerprints all over the scouting world too, didn't you?
I sure did. I was really fortunate when we moved from Superior down here to the Twin Cities, and I took the job with the city of Burnsville running a rink. And by the way, I only ran that rink for 2 years, but we can come back to that.
Okay.
I had a friend of mine, his name is Jack Barzee, who was scouting at the time for the Washington Capitals. He stopped in the rink one day and said, would I be interested in scouting for an NHL team? And I said, sure, what do they do? He said, well, the LA Kings are looking for somebody, and I'll pass your name on. And that's how it started. And ultimately, I worked for the Kings for 14 years. I worked for Ottawa 1 year. I'm sorry, 2 years. Colorado 1 year, and Toronto Maple Leafs for 8. So I got 25 years in as an NHL scout. Then I did 3 years with the North American Hockey League.
You were doing like the kind of the director of their central scouting branch, I guess, for lack of a better term?
For the...
The North American Hockey League?
I was, yes. I was the director of scouting for them, and they have what's called central scouting, and we did. We watched younger kids, 16-year-old kids, all the way up to the juniors that are like in the USHL and the North American League, kids 16 to 20 years old.
No,
so that got me around. I traveled quite a bit with them for 3 years.
And scouting's that's not an easy racket. There's a lot of. I mean, you have to like your windshield time if you're going to get into scouting.
Oh, there's no question at all. And, you know, the interesting thing, John, is my 25 years of scouting, 21 of those is when I was working full-time with the city of Burnsville. So literally, on Friday afternoon, about 3 o'clock, we jump in a car and we drive down to Waterloo, Sioux City, Cedar Rapids, Sioux Falls, wherever,
mm-hmm.
And we would see a game Friday night, we'd see a game Saturday night, and we come home late Sunday morning. And we did this, oh my gosh, I would say 3 out of 4 weekends during the winter. Then the other weekends, we'd watch high school hockey.
Sure.
And I say we because it was my buddies that were in the scouting world.
Right.
So we traveled together. We laughed together, ate pizza together, and so on.
It's a difficult racket, but I imagine for somebody who is a passionate hockey person like you are, that's about as good as it gets.
You know, it really is. I tell you, it's really, really rewarding when you're sitting at the draft table and they take one of your kids.
Right.
And you know, and then it's really rewarding when they take two of your kids. You know, considering, you know, we, for the most part, you have seven picks.
Right.
And to get one of your kids drafted is a real coup, and it's not an easy thing when you're an American working for a Canadian team either. Let me tell you.
Sure, I bet.
Yeah, but it's a great job. I mean, if you like hockey, and you know you're around coaches that you know, you're in rinks, you get to watch kids play that great game of hockey. So it is a great job.
So let's take a couple steps back then, and let's go back to the 1960s. Talk a little bit about your time playing here with the Yellow Jackets.
Well, it's interesting because when I graduated from high school, Duluth Denfeld, I had three options to play college hockey: Michigan, Cornell, and UMD.
Okay.
All three had offered me a scholarship. I chose to stay home and go to UMD, which was right or wrong, I'm not sure, but more than likely wrong because I went ineligible. I went ineligible after two quarters.
Okay.
Academically. And I can remember, the hockey coach at the time was Ralph Romano.
Mm-hmm.
And I can remember Ralph Romano and I sitting in the sociology professor's office, and his name was Dr. Pearson at UMD. And of course, Ralph Romano's trying to talk him into giving me a D instead of an F. And Dr. Pearson said, "You know what? If we bail this young man out this year, you'll be bailing him out again next year." So the answer is no. So that took care of my Division I college hockey.
And I mean, that had to have made you sit up in your chair a little bit.
Yeah. And you know the interesting part about that, John, and I mean, this is terrible, but it's the actual truth. My father did not know it until he saw my picture in the paper the next day.
Really?
Yeah, that didn't go over real well.
Wow.
As you can probably imagine, yeah.
Wow.
So from there, I went in the Air National Guard, and got my basic training done, my schooling done. I came back, and then I ultimately went to Superior, UWS, and they were starting college hockey again with Wally Akrovic. And I was obviously one of the players that was going to play there. And we had, I think I played, I played 3 years, and then I was his assistant the last year when I was a graduate assistant. And We had some great times.
Mm-hmm.
Lake Superior State, Lakehead University in Canada, and of course St. Cloud and Bemidji were both in the conference at the time too.
Right.
The ICHA.
ICHA.
The conference.
Yep.
Yep. And now those were really good years. And obviously, then I graduated, and what I wanted to be, a high school hockey coach. And my first job was at, I had a choice of two jobs. One was Neenah, Wisconsin, as assistant hockey coach and an elementary school teacher, or Proctor, assisting Bill McGann, who was a Duluth Central guy and also an elementary teacher. So I took the job at Proctor, and I was there 1 year, and then Superior High School opened up, and I was fortunate to get that job. And I was there for 7 years, and then after that, I went to UWS.
Okay. And you spent a decade behind the bench with the Yellow Jackets.
9 years behind the bench as a head coach, and then 1 year as an assistant with Wally Akrovic. Yep.
Okay.
10 great years.
So you've from the playing career at UMD through your time at UWS into scouting at the NHL level, I mean, you're spanning a lot of decades there, Coach. How has the game changed in that time, through in your eyes?
Okay. And John, it has changed a lot, as you well know. A couple examples. Where the kids are from. You and I were talking about this before. UWS has got three kids from Texas. There's kids playing college hockey from all over the country, and good players.
Right.
Second of all, there's no question the kids are bigger, stronger, faster. There's no question they are. I watched, as you all know, UWS play St. Thomas University on Sunday afternoon, and I'm just in awe at the size of the kids today and how they can move. And, the forward, backwards, left, right, crossovers, cross-unders, everything. The game has changed. The kids are better. The players are better. Are they getting better training? Yes, they are. Are they playing more? Yes, they are. And, you remember back in the high school days, we couldn't play, in Wisconsin, we played 18 high school hockey games a year. Mm-hmm. That's all we could play. And, of course, at that time, I think Minnesota was 20, and now I believe they're up to 24. And you compare that to the amount of hockey that the kids play in Canada,
right,
in the junior leagues, and it's just night and day.
Right.
It's just night and day. And of course, the junior leagues in the U.S., North American League and the USHL.
Yep. So, go ahead.
The game has changed, and I think the game has changed for the better. I really do believe that. I really do believe that. The other thing I wanted to mention, too, is the European kids that are playing over here in the States.
Right.
And UWS got three of them, I believe.
We have more than that.
You do, huh?
Yeah. We've got Ukraine. Artie's from the Ukraine. Bruno's from Latvia. Pavel's from Russia. Oscar's from Sweden. And we had a player from Finland at the beginning of the year, too.
Wow. Boy, is this kid from Ukraine ever good, huh?
Yeah. I marvel at him because there's no panic in his game at all.
6'3".
Yeah. Incredibly poised boy. With the puck. Yeah. He skates well for a big kid. He's got a great stick. So
he does.
I really enjoy watching him play.
And of course, back in my day in coaching college hockey, we saw no Euros
right
at our level. There were some Euros at Division I.
Right.
If we had Canadians, that was a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, UWS has got a slug of them too.
Yep.
And they probably always will have a slug of them because of their location and their connections. It's a little different when you're St. Thomas University and you got a bunch of kids from Minnesota.
Right.
Because of your location.
Yep.
Yeah.
No, I think you're
huge
absolutely
difference.
Right.
Huge difference.
For KUWS Radio Sports and Where Are They Now, I'm John Garber.